Blog Talk Radio.
Okay then. I'm about to go live. I'll be back in a minute.
Jesus, draw me.
We're live.
Hello.
Hello, Nathan.
Hey.
Mario from Quebec.
Hi, Mario.
Hi.
Come on. This is Jan, your cousin.
Okay. Ada?
Yes, okay. Well, welcome, everybody, to the show tonight, Blog Talk Radio, and we're glad to have everyone on the call, our guest from Canada, Dr. Alali's cousin, Jan, and Dr. Alali. Is that name right, Jan? Is it Jan?
Yes, it's Janice, but the nickname is Jan, and I'm in Bradenton, Florida, the city that's next door to Sarasota.
Okay, great to have you tonight, and all the other guests that may be tuned in. And, of course, we have Dr. Alali here, and we're going to get our show started because I think we got a lot of interesting things to talk about tonight Dr. A has to share with us. First, we do our Seizure Talk Radio, and then we go into our Healthy Homes segment at 9:30. But before we get started with anything, we'd like to give out our little blog announcement about the product that is not meant to cure, diagnose, to heal any diseases, but for educational purposes only, that you may take back to your family and friends and help them in whatever needs they may have. Dr. Alali, are you with us?
I'm with you, Ida. And I want to say to everyone that's on the show tonight, welcome. Welcome to our family in Canada. I've heard Rod's voice and Mario's voice. And welcome, Nathan. You know, this radio show is brought to you compliments of Nathan on the Spot. Nathan on the Spot is our radio engineer who is a man of God and takes as his mission getting the voice of hope out to the people of God and to the world, because people are suffering unnecessarily because they have sustained exposure to environmental toxins. And tonight we've kind of flipped the format because we're having Dr. Luana Bankston from Las Vegas on our show to talk about seizures and the progress that children are reporting to her who are using the nanotechnology. And I have the distinguished honor to have my cousin on the radio show with me tonight. She is married to one of the world-renowned cost engineers. Her husband, my cousin that I hooked for her in Saudi Arabia, is a distinguished engineer who builds embassies all over the world. And just about 3 months ago, right before Thanksgiving, she was telling me some things about their home in Florida. And I have been telling her about the technology and what it would do for the indoor environment. So she has been ranting and raving about her health and about how the technology transformed her penthouse, and so I'm going to let her tell her own story. My cousin, Janice Myers, who is the eldest cousin of my mother's elder sister. We are first cousins. Our mothers are sisters.
That's right. And I'm so delighted and honored and grateful for this opportunity to share with you and my very favorite cousin, about whom I am so proud, and to welcome the participants on the program. I'm just so impressed with the nanotechnology product that you have acquainted with the world. It's just incredible, and I just there aren't words enough to describe the joy in my heart and the pride that I feel over what you have achieved. And I am completely convinced that it is a significant contribution to health for everyone, to better health for everyone. And I'm just so excited about what it is doing, the success stories that you're experiencing, and I know that it's going to continue and grow beyond one's dreams. And I'm just looking forward to our discussion tonight and to the growth of the company.
Well, first of all, I got to tell people how we, Cy Myers, of who was the president of Cy Myers Associates, an engineering group, how I met him. I was a nurse in Saudi Arabia, and I can remember, Jan, your husband had passed away, and you had pledged yourself to be a bachelorette and single for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
and you had just turned 49, and I said, "Not so, cuz." Ladies and gentlemen, my cousin is a beauty queen. She was former Miss Morgan State University, and she's a knockout. If you think Halle Berry is beautiful,
she is
up to the Halle Berry women and the Lena Horns of the world. And so she found herself as Miss Morgan State, with all the guys just so in love with her. She is so personable and gentle and kind, and she's my favorite cousin, like my big sister. So here she is. Her husband passed away, and I'm on a plane, Saudi Airlines, going to Saudi Arabia. So the first week I was there, I went to a party, and at that party, it turned out to they had more action going on than I wanted to participate as a young nurse, 26 years old. Then I heard this buck wild at this party, and I said, I got to go. My mama didn't raise me like this. So I went out into the community of the Corps of Engineers and went crashed somebody's party at the community room. So it got late, and in Saudi Arabia, women, single women, you just can't go get in a car and go riding at night. You have to use like an Uber service. And in order for that man to transport you, because you know women don't drive over there, for a man to transport you, he has to have papers and permission to be in that car with you, and those papers have to define his relationship with you, especially at dark. So here I am, and I go to this party, and it's wild, and I have to leave, and I go walking, and I crashed somebody's party that's at the community center. And so the guy that I had was a blind date type of situation. The guy that I had been paired with, he didn't have no mate. So he went walking through the complex looking for me and found me in the community center and insisted I had to come back to the party. And I told him I wasn't going. So there was a man acting like John Wayne from the Wild Wild West. He said, "So I believe the young lady said that she didn't want to go with you, and that's what it's going to be." And that was the voice of Sylvester Myers then. He was project manager for a $21 billion building construction operation in Saudi. And he made refuge for me for the evening. And I said to him, "Are you dating somebody?" And he indicated to me that he was dating one of my coworkers. So I told him, "Well, that relationship is over with as of now. I got a woman I want you to marry, my cousin in the United States." And it was such an amazing love story that we really need to do a movie because they fell in love instantly. They married the first time they saw each other. I told him, I said, "You marry my cousin, she'll make you very successful, because she's a very affluent person." So her husband you guys owned a construction company for how long? 30 years?
25 years.
25 years, and you built embassies all over the world and bridges. And just tell us a little bit about the background and the projects that you've had.
Cy, do you want to describe it?
Good afternoon. Good evening. How are you?
Excuse me. I didn't even know you were on the line with us. Ladies
Surprise.
And gentlemen, the distinguished Sylvester Myers, my cousin, my gift from God, my hero, and I get to be his nurse. And I am so glad you're on this line with us because you're an engineer by training. And just give us a little background about what you did in Saudi Arabia with the Corps of Engineers and how you used that to have a construction/engineering company. Go ahead, Cy.
Well, I started out in West Virginia, and I was the only office engineer that was doing that. And the Washington wanted someone to go over to where you had just said.
Saudi.
And I wanted to go. I had young children and I had a wife. It wasn't too good, but I had one. And I left the children and a wife and all and went there for 1 year. And it paid off. I got outstanding awards for the first year I was there, and for the next year I was there.
You were the budget watchdog.
I was the budget watchdog.
$20 billion.
And it worked.
$20 billion.
$20 billion.
Yes.
And I have been so glad that I took that job and met lots of people around the world. And when I arrived back home, and when I found my wife now, your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
We started all over again in Washington, D.C., and it went real good.
Now it's been 30 years.
And I went all over the world, and she was with
me. And you got to stop right there, Si, because we met at the Corps of Engineers at a party, and here I was, this young nurse that didn't know nothing about being in the Middle East, and you became my hero. What was it about me that you decided you had to save my life and keep me from the Matawas and going to jail over there?
Well, you were someone that was different than the average, especially African American. There wasn't too many coming over, and I was going into a little place that you really didn't care too much about it.
She's a talented nurse.
Yes. Well, I didn't know exactly about what you were at that time, but I know you were with someone. But the way the condition was, you wanted to get out of where you were at that night. And you told me that you'd like to get out of there because your people and my father and mother were all doing about the same thing, watching over us and going to church. So that's how we got together, and
that's right.
And it was nice, and you got to meet my son, Duke Sylvester Miles II, and we just had a good relationship. And
we really did.
I didn't have no idea.
I took over your love life and.
Exactly.
Divorced you from your girlfriend over there and told you had to marry in my family.
Right. But it was a good place to go, and especially for me and for you. And I didn't see you anymore. And I think we talked one or twice while you had left, and you never spoke anything about my wife now. You never said anything. You didn't say what somebody was here or we'll talk to you. But we were talking about something else. Go ahead.
Anyway,
I hear it from I think Jan called me before you even called me back and told me what had happened.
I had hooked
and,
you guys up.
So we're here now with
30-some years.
And
yeah.
That's right, and looking for more. But I've had a good time with her and you and your family and your mother. Your mother and I got to be real close. That's right.
Yeah.
And your two brothers.
My brother. Actually, you went to Paris to see my brother Tim. That's a professional basketball player over there.
I remember
he met you guys in Paris, and you and Jan have traveled the world to more than 80 different countries.
We have.
So it was you've been following my journey with this nanotechnology, and when the miracles began to unfold. People were sharing that their health was renewed and children were stopping seizures and so forth. And then you invited me to Florida to come down there and for you to see it firsthand. And I really appreciate that invitation, because you being a building engineer and building embassies all over the world and bridges, just tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you manage the construction. And I know that you did the BWI Airport, Baltimore, Washington.
Yes.
You had some projects there. But what
yes.
were some of the projects and some of the embassies that you built?
Well, overseas was some of the big ones.
Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
I had been on a big one out, and not as much money, but in West Virginia. And I was doing very well in taking care of what they were doing and the money.
You're the cost engineer.
So when when they wanted somebody to go over, I was a cost engineer. That's the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I was an engineer, but that's the first time I got that someone let everyone know that I was the engineer there. And the people in Washington, D.C., when I told them that I wanted to go overseas, and I have a wife and three children, small. My son was small, and the girls were in high school, and we weren't doing too good, and I left. As a matter of fact, I was looking at something today and showing Jan, my son, how small he was. He couldn't have been no more than about 6 or 7 at the most.
Yeah.
But the Washington D.C. wanted me to go, and
the Corps.
I'm sorry.
Of engineers.
And I wanted to go, but I did not have no clue exactly what was going to happen over there, and it was really something.
No fear. You didn't
no
have
fear.
Any fear.
It was good money. We didn't have to pay, we had to pay for nothing.
Nothing. Everything was paid.
Everything was
schooling
was
for the children.
Oh, yes, everything.
And
anything that we needed for the vehicle, they paid that. We didn't have to do anything. And in the first 2 years I was there, I received an outstanding award with all money.
In engineering.
Mm-hmm. So, I've had a wonderful life. Then you came. I was by myself, and it had been 5 years before I had a girlfriend, but nobody to be as nice as my wife is. And
she's a 10 plus.
Oh,
on
yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, she's a 50.
So I had a lot of people to ask me about getting together, but Jan and I, we talked for a while, and we met real quick. She came over.
Our backgrounds are similar.
Yeah, and it worked. And so we've come a long ways. It's 30 years now. And
what amazed me was found out, you know, a couple of years after you married, that even though, Si, I met you in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and Jan was living in Washington, D.C., you were looking at some photo pictures at Jan's father's house and found out you guys actually knew each other from the time you were 3 years old, because your parents were in ministry together. Your
yes.
parents were in West Virginia. Jan's parents were in Columbus, Ohio. But somewhere
yes.
in the middle, met for all kind of revivals and church activity. So you
same,
have been
the same one.
Mm-hmm. Apostolic faith.
Yeah, the same one.
Mm-hmm.
And
same
what amazed me was, with all your engineering background and your skills of materials and costs, that, you know, you watched me, and I kept telling you I had this nanotechnology, it would do all these things, and you kept listening, and then finally, you and Jan invited me to come down to Florida around November, and you actually got to see the technology, and now you're living in the technology. So
oh, yes.
We went to your home intersects with the Gulf of Mexico water and the Manatee River, so I imagine the humidity was so thick that even the air in your penthouse was really, really thick. And when you looked at the technology and you saw it was solid, and you said, "Cuz, retrofit my house." And Heather was with me. She was my survey engineer. We
yes.
mapped out creation convergence in your house. We custom fitted your house based on the energy needs that you had. And we enjoyed, wow, I can breathe. By the time we finished everything, that was the first thing she noticed, that the air was much lighter. Talk about
lighter.
That. It's much
so
lighter.
Yes. And so refreshing. It was incredible. We didn't really we were not questioning you, but we realized we were entering into a new era. And to see the magic that you were able to provide by just transforming the level of air and the quality of air, the word I want is quality of air, that took place. That transition was so amazing. And now it's very light and so refreshing. And then we knew, and it's borderline cool, but yet normal temperature. And it's just incredible. I'm just so proud of what you've been able to do in that arena. And now we understand and appreciate nanotechnology at its best. We are really breathing better. We're enjoying relaxing more. We sleep more soundly. It's just so incredible. And we're just so grateful that you brought it to our attention.
Well, I am so grateful.
Wait.
Go ahead,
Si. We were really, just felt good for you being here and giving us something to lean on. And, when we got to the point where it was felt so good, we were just thinking, my goodness, what were we in before she got here? So that's the way you are.
You opened our eyes.
And I say this much, the people that I met of you, your mother, just a wonderful woman,
mm-hmm.
and your two brothers, the oldest one and the next one,
mm-hmm.
were just good people.
Incredible.
And they always
treat. All my kids are just excellent men and women of God.
Yeah, but those two brothers knew. I knew them better than your sisters. And
yes.
I saw them, but your brothers always gave me good attention and said good things. And I just like seeing them when I do, and you, and hope that you and your family will get together sometime, and we'll get together and do it again.
We look forward to doing that as well, Si and Jan. And I just feel so humbled to have your support in this journey, because God gave me this nanotechnology as a source of healing for the world. And we have some distinguished guests from Canada. We have Mario, and you're talking about the air quality. Mario and Rod are on the line with us from Montreal, Canada. And
wonderful.
Rod is a water nano specialist. Both of them are environmental health physicist practitioners. But really, it was on the farm. We have our technology in one of the largest farms in the province of Quebec.
Really?
And Mario, yes, and Mario was one of the first health physicists to really notice the power of the energy wave. The technology
yes.
makes an energy wave, and that wave moves the air. And when
yes.
we went on to this farm, the animals were really sick, and the air was rancid. I mean, it was so much urine and manure smell.
Yes.
It would make
yes.
you cry, and it would burn your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And within about an hour and a half, Mario, I like to hear you tell the story. Meet my cousins. From Florida, who had their home done, and they're experiencing the same thing you experienced on the farm. Share with them the farm story, please.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
What is your cousin's husband's name again?
Sy.
S-Y. S-Y. Sy Myers.
Sy for Sylvester, but Sy is his nickname.
Okay, for Sylvester. Okay, hi, Sylvester, or Sy.
Fine. How you doing?
Mario.
Good, very great.
And your name?
Mario.
Mario
Desmarais from Quebec, Canada. I used to be a weatherman for the armed forces.
I know Quebec. I've been up there a lot of times.
You have?
Oh, yes. Looking at a lot of things up there, too.
Okay,
for the Corps.
I was looking for myself because I had left the Corps and I had my own organization in Washington, D.C.
Engineering company.
Engineering.
Yeah.
What area?
You guys have the Corn Belt in the United States, and we have the Maple Syrup Belt here.
That's wonderful.
Of course, because we have
Boston. I was in Boston before I met my wife. I would go up
right?
there,
yeah.
And I went there three or four times, and I enjoyed it. It was something real nice. I didn't see many of our people, including you and others, but I did make some contacts, and it went off. I just had a good time up there with the people that I met. You were born there.
Yeah, I was born and raised here, and I went throughout the world with the armed forces as a weatherman.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Sound like you were born and raised there.
Yeah, I'm born and raised, but I went throughout the world with the armed forces as a weatherman.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know about that,
ship.
Too.
I was on ship. I was on F-18 base, and I was on Aurora base. Aurora is for anti-submarine there,
mm-hmm.
and so on. So, therefore, I moved around, and I came back to the place where I was born, believe it
wonderful.
Or not.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Actually, Dr. A actually had a supper in my place, the place I was born in.
Really? Wonderful.
You know,
in the middle of a snowstorm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, about the farm that we've done, that we have done 2 years ago, first of all, we spent most of the day there, me, Dr. Lali, and a few other people that were on the formation. And, of course, this guy had a real problem with parasites, you know, electrical parasites,
mm-hmm.
to the point where there is a company here in Quebec called AgriVolt, who actually deals with buildings, deals with farms. And if you have a parasite, you know, it could kill 50 cows in one shot, you know. So they have a system that costs about... almost $250,000 just to install, so that they know at any time when an engine could break up or whatever that could create a hazard, you know, either a fire hazard or electrical parasite that could actually throw the cows down. Yeah? So they spend about $250,000, but they still have a problem. And the guy knew from the behavior of the cows and his herd, and also for, you know, the results, you know, like too many dead calves and so on. So when I was there for another reason, I actually happened to put a meter in the wall, and I was astounded to see that there was about 40 to 60 the time of, in just in the wall, the level of EMS, you know. So, nevertheless, this is something that piqued my curiosity. But, you know, today in today's farm, all the cows wear a device which would be more apparent to a cell phone, you know, that actually traces the cows throughout his journey on the building.
Each day.
So, it opens the door, it feeds the cow to the level she deserves, whatever, wherever she is on the milking curve, eh? So actually this creates a transient current. So we spend the day there, and we brief them about it, and of course, Dr. A, you know that when we were there, it really, the ammonia was really high.
Mm-hmm.
So after these people decided to go for the harmonization, we had looked at the afternoon milk, because they milk three times a day. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, one in the afternoon, and 6 or 7 o'clock at night. So they go on a milk, I wouldn't say a milk parlor, but a big carousel where 50 cows jumps on, you know, one comes out, one goes on, one comes out. Anyway, we could, in the afternoon, we could observe. I could observe that cows actually were a bit head down, and they were actually being helped by a bar, metal bar, to jump on the carousel. So the day went on, but when we started in the evening milking period, the people, our partners, were installing the harmonization on the system like you did on your home. And as soon as this actually was clipped on, in a way, the lights went up a good degree. You know, just like if you were turning the dimmer switch, eh, in the office where we were. And then the cows were not actually being assisted to jump on. They were actually willingly going on the carousel.
Mm.
And then when they were coming out, as the cows were coming out in the afternoon, I could see that they actually were still head down, you know. But when they were coming out in the evening, they were actually curious. They had enough energy to try to find out who was in the office, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was no gate there, I think they would knock in. But anyway, it's just a little joke, by the way. And at that time, too, we noticed that the ammonia level went down by about half, just like you were saying about the quality of the air.
Yes.
So to me, I know because I'm a son of a dairy farmer, and most people, we know, when you look at a creature, it could be a human being or a dog or a cat or a cow,
mm-hmm.
we know when they don't feel good, right?
Yes, of course.
And you know, like it's more like Dr. A would say, it's God has given us this power to know that, eh?
That's
so
right.
I knew when the cow didn't feel great, you know, I knew there was just like a big weight on their back.
Yeah.
And then you know when actually that weight is off, right? That
mm-hmm.
weight is off. So you look at 1,000 cows, and generally speaking, you look at all of them, and they all look like a real cow that is in the field being well grounded with no non-ionized radiation, in a total ionized radiation environment. This is what we notice. Isn't that right, Dr. A?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's asking Rhoda to respond.
Pardon?
He's asking
Rhoda
to respond.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Dr. A, are you still there?
Dr. A?
I'm here.
He's raising the question to you.
Yes, I am delighted, Mario, and you're absolutely correct.
Yes.
I mean, the whole issue of this electrical radiation, electrical parasites,
yes.
and the impact on health. And what we're learning is that electricity creates a static, and that static can actually cause chemical molecules and airborne pathogens to make the air quality really, really sick. And that's why one of the first things people notice is how the nanotechnology, when it's installed on the electrical system, will create that energy wave, and it immediately moves the air, and it has a air sanitation property.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so honored tonight to have you and Cy sharing about your Healthy Smart Home, because you are 80 years young plus. And
yes.
you've had such a strong life, and Cy has had such a distinguished career in construction and costing out all kind of materials and fabrication.
Well,
and now to have his blessing on this nanotechnology such that we retrofitted his farm. And I wanted you to hear that what you are experiencing and better air quality, better sleep, better health, better vitality. It's what the technology does, and it's working even for animals. And we have another distinguished guest that's coming on tonight. Dr. Bankston, are you here with us?
I am.
Okay. Because I wanted you to meet Dr. Luana Bankston. She is a naturopathic practitioner. She's also a clinical psychologist. And she was on a TV show with me where she got introduced to the nanotechnology. And she was part of the angel team. She was transformed to an angel, and through her interventions, a little girl's life was saved in the hospital in Las Vegas. Dr. Bankston, share with Jan and Cy, who are sponsors. They sponsor our Columbia University campaign, our Columbia University research platform. They sponsored our event that was webinared to the entire world from Teachers College, Columbia University. Share with me the miracle that happened in Las Vegas.
Well, a few years back, I came in contact with a mother and a daughter who had been having seizures since she was 2 days old. And she was having what we consider to be grand mal seizures. And to the extent where her life was greatly affected. She also was dealing with something called narcolepsy, where she would just fall asleep, and consequently she was having behavioral issues. At school she couldn't concentrate. She was becoming more and more aggressive as she got older and had more seizures, and her mother didn't know how to handle her child. This was her daughter, but at the same time, this wasn't her daughter. There was something going on with her that she had no control over, and consequently, she had taken her to just a barrage of medical professionals, and they had ran every test imaginable and had given her all kinds of pharmaceuticals to no avail. So at one point, she was actually hospitalized and placed in the admitted to the ICU at Children's in Vegas, and she was having roughly 12 to 18 seizures per day. And she was also having nightmares, and she was sleepwalking, and she had all these things going on where this little girl wasn't allowed to be a little girl.
Yeah.
Her mother was at wit's end, and I had talked to Dr. Alali and was familiar with the nanostatter, and I realized that we're electrical beings. I know that when someone has a cardiac episode, we don't douse them with water, we don't do anything, we go and we get those paddles and we charge them up. We're electrical beings. So I figured that something in this line could possibly help her, and just having come in contact with Dr. Alali and the nano flat battery, I was given a spirit of discernment and was instructed by my God to try this out. Well, long story short, in the hospital, the doctors and everybody agreed to let me go ahead and use this technology on her. They were at a loss and nothing else was working. And she had been in the ICU, I don't know, about 5 days or so. And she was continuing to have major grand mal seizures while in the hospital under doctor's care, under all the different medications and using the technology. And start to use the nano flat battery, and everybody was just knocked off their feet when the seizures stopped.
Is that right? Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful.
She was allowed to be discharged a few days later and wore the flat battery around her neck in a little necklace. And her mother was beyond happy because she had her child back. And Haley was beyond happy because she felt like a little girl again. She was able to go outside. She was able to focus on her schoolwork. She was able to do things she hadn't been able to do before.
Oh, I know.
And it was due to this miracle that actually helped the synapses in her brain to fire properly, where they didn't have that disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, she was able to be a little girl. And she didn't have the loss of consciousness or the jerking of the body or anything of that nature. So that's Haley's story in a nutshell, and it's one that
beautiful.
I never tire of telling, because I want everybody to know that there are other things out there. We're just turning the corner on a lot of things. And this is something that should be investigated in and can be utilized to make a difference in a lot of lives.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful testimony. It's wonderful.
It's a wonderful story.
It is. I'm so happy for you and for your daughter. And I'm proud of my cousin.
Well, this is actually Mary and her daughter. It's not my daughter. It's someone that I came in contact with that I knew. But,
I see.
Today, Haley is, she's going into her teen years or preteen years, and she's a healthy, active little girl who, has been seizure-free for a long time, and is, she doesn't even remember them anymore.
Oh, how wonderful.
Because they're no longer taking such precedence in her life. So,
wonderful.
It's just phenomenal.
Wonderful. We're so happy for you and happy for her.
Yes.
It's a beautiful testimony.
I want to thank everybody. This testimony continues to inspire me so deeply, Dr. Bankston.
Absolutely.
This is my elder cousin, her mother's our sister, and
her husband is an
engineer that I met in Saudi Arabia, and I insisted that he had to marry my cousin because he saved my life over there. And fast forward to the 21st century, they're one of my staff supporters for the research that's taking place at Columbia. And moving us forward in developing a curriculum to train people how to use this nanotechnology and to train doctors how they can begin to prescribe it for environmental adaptation. And that's what we're so excited. And Dr. Benson, you'll be happy to know, we are now part of a clinical study that's taking place at a hospital in New York, and we're so excited about a doctor using the technology and it's documenting its effectiveness.
Oh, wonderful. How wonderful.
So that's the answer that we've been praying now for more than 5 years. And so does anybody open up the lines now? Does anybody have any questions for Cy, Jan, or Dr. Bankston? Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I have a comment. This is Mario from Quebec, Canada.
Okay.
Because I am trained to do the Bedore test, and I think a lot of people can actually learn to do that quite easily. Isn't that right, Dr. A? There's not almost one day that I don't test people out, and every time when I put a cell phone in their hand, they lose from 15 to 60% of their balance. These people become amazed.
Yeah.
My next step is have them make the connection from observing the difference and going into action to remedy this problem.
That's right. That's right. Let's hope that'll happen.
Yes.
Yeah. The more we talk about it, the more we sensibilize people about it, and then people are not crazy. You know, they actually brew this up, and one day they all come, the gods are going to come up and say, we have to go into action with this.
Absolutely. Dr. A's technology will have to be shared to a wider audience of doctors, to include doctors so they can see the wonderful magic that's taking place, or the blessings, I should say, with children.
Now we have the shoulders of NASA to stand on, because NASA has so much research that they have engaged NASA is saying that electromagnetic frequency radiation is a problem even for the astronauts. And a lot of their research now is to going toward how mediums to block EMF radiation. They cannot send the astronaut to Mars on the space shuttle venture to Mars until they figure out how to block the radiation, their bodies from absorbing the radiation and from emitting, because they said the astronauts will develop cancer before they even get to Mars.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So now
one more comment, just because you've been talking to about astronaut, Dr. A.
Mm-hmm.
We had our Canadian astronaut ourselves, two of them actually personally met them. One is a politician today, and the other one actually just came out of a space last. But the next one to be is a guy actually that goes out. He's a doctor. He goes out with a person from my community. He's married to a person from my community. So I may be able to be enriched with that guy in the near future.
Wonderful.
Oh, wow. That would be fabulous.
That's exciting.
Okay.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. You've been fabulous. Thank you, Dr. Bankston, for interrupting your busy schedule to share that testimony and give us an update on Hanley. I mean, her story, I'm so glad we videotaped it.
Yes, absolutely.
Dr.
A, if someone is interested in, I'm sorry, if someone's interested in purchasing the flat battery, is there a website that they can go to research and learn a bit more?
Absolutely, mucihealth.org. That is MICHI, the word health, HEALTH.ORG. Again, that's MICHIHEALTH.ORG. And you can click on the donation button. The nanos are $200 for $100 donation.
Okay. I invite everyone to go and check out that website and educate yourselves. You know, we have a role to play in our own health. And in today's world, we're being accosted by a number of different things that is detrimental to our health. So I encourage everyone to go and partake in making yourself better. Be educated.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. We will do that.
And take it from the voice of an engineer and his first lady, a man who knows fabrications and materials to build with, gives the nanotechnology two thumbs up and declares it'll give you a breath of fresh air and a great night's sleep. Thank
Wonderful.
You, Science Dan, for
so
being on the show with us tonight. And thank you, Dr. Bankston, for interrupting your busy schedule.
You're
and
pleasure.
Thank you, everyone.
Such a pleasure
you can
to
unmute
you.
Yourself and say good night. And we look
good
forward
night.
To
good
being
night.
On the show with everybody next Tuesday.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Wonderful.
Good night.
Night. Good night.
Jesus Christ, you can be free and live with him eternally. Your Lord and Savior he will be, if you would just believe. He died on Calvary. Yes, he died. He did it.